The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Oh, great. So, all right. Warm welcome to each and every one of you, wherever you're joining from. And so for the topic of this session of practicing metta together, cultivating goodwill, kindness, holding ourselves and others with kindness and friendliness. What I wanted to bring in was what I wanted to invite us to explore ever so gently together is the idea of metta and conflict. Metta in the presence of conflict, when there are disagreements, when there are people we don't agree with or they don't agree with us, well, there's some kind of disagreement. And basically when we are in some kind of a conflict, when we are locked in these two beings, us and them, we are intertwined in just this, and we all have that. This is not individual. You might think that it's directed for you. Yes, I've directed this evening's teaching specifically for you. If you're thinking, oh, this is perfect timing. And yet this is the human condition. This is the human condition, of course. Earth is a school. Yeah. I heard, who was it? Now blanking on the name of the author. Yes, I'm totally blanking. I'll remember it later, but there's an author who has these 10 lessons will come to me. And one of them is ten short lessons about life. And one of them is Earth is forgiveness school. Earth is forgiveness school. And how else would we learn forgiveness unless there is some kind of a conflict or disagreement? And there can be forgiveness for ourselves, for others. Tonight, we're not going to touch into forgiveness. So forgive me for having brought too many issues in. I ask for your forgiveness. But basically, the invitation tonight is this, that having conflict is unavoidable in this human life. And for whatever reason, because of our backgrounds, because of both, you know, if we think of it as individually, because of our backgrounds, our experiences in life, et cetera, and that other people have different perspectives, different needs, different wants, it can happen often that we are in disagreement. So maybe not even calling it conflict, but disagreement, where our positions are different, where we're two entities, us and another entity, another being, we're seeing things differently. We have different perspectives, which might bring conflict, either heated or unheated or cool, but there's a sense of, so the invitation for this practice period is to see without condoning the disagreement, without condoning the harm that might have happened to you or the harm that you might be doing, aside from any of that, just an invitation. Can we hold ourselves with kindness? Can we hold the other person just with kindness, with an open heart, just a little bit, even if we can tap into it just a little bit, just to see their humanity, just to see that they too are hurting, just to see that the two of us are entangled in this knot, maybe karmic knot, or let's just call it in this little knot. And maybe for the practice today might be wise, perhaps, if it's possible, not to choose the biggest knot that you're entangled in with someone, just so that it's a little easier. There's more space for the heart to open and hold with space. Sense of 360, holding all beings, especially these two beings, the two of you who are entangled in this disagreement or in this different way of things, seeing things differently. So, and again, if the toughest one, if the toughest knot is coming up for you, then maybe that's what needs to happen. But it's possible to not to choose number one, but it's a little lower on the list, just to just so that there might be more possibility to open up to see that would be invited. So what we'll do is that we'll get into it little by little. So right now I'm going to ask you to let go of this idea of conflict. We'll start with grounding in the body, with the breath. We'll take some time. We'll till the soil as usual. And ever so gently, then we will turn our minds and hearts into cultivating metta for ourselves, and then opening up to this other being whom we're entangled with. It's just a human being just like us. So for now, I'm going to invite you to let go of all the words, let go of all the concepts, and so also let go of the image of the being you're in conflict with, and just come to your body. So this is the perfect time to arrange yourself, rearrange yourself, get into the posture that's supportive for you. You may need to sit up a little more straight. You may need to lie down. That's what your body needs. Posture of integrity, whatever is needed right now. Whatever is supportive. Landing, arriving in this body. Letting go of all the thoughts, of all the stories, all the words that just came before. Letting go of all of that and needing this moment new, afresh. As if you're a newborn, a child is just born into this moment. Fresh moment. Greet this moment with this body. Fresh. Afresh. Sensing your feet on the ground. Sensing your hands on your lap. Your feet and your hands. Feeling grounded. Feeling your sit bones connected to the chair. Landing. Landed. Also feeling your abdomen receiving the breath. Inviting the breath to move through the abdomen, through the chest, natural breath, however it wants to move. And with each breath, feeling more grounded. Feeling more areas of your body open up. And receive the breath. Abdomen receiving the breath. The chest. Moving down to your sit bones, your bottom. Receiving the breath and relaxing, opening up with each breath. Feeling your legs, upper legs, lower legs, and feet with each breath. As if the pores in your skin are opening up. Receiving the breath. Feeling more enlivened, more grounded. Your whole lower body and the abdomen and the chest. Breathing, receiving the breath, receiving the sensations, these whole areas of the body enlivened, rich with sensation. And now to your neck and shoulders. Soft, relaxed, dropping. Your arms, your hands are soft, relaxed, landing, receiving the breath. As if you're receiving the breath, the air in your hands, as an offering. Your face, your forehead, your eyes resting in their socket, relaxed and soft. Receiving the breath. Allowing your face to soften, to be smoothed out by gravity. The whole body, soft, relaxed. Notice if any tension has crept in. The out breath, relax. Land again more deeply. Whole body receiving the breath. Naturally. just relaxing, softening the body, receiving the breath, the sensations of the breath throughout the body, one breath at a time. Letting yourself take delight and appreciation of the breath, feeling grounded, embodied. And if thoughts are arising, no problem. Simply noticing, being aware of what's coming up. And without any judgment, coming back to the breath and the body in this moment. Offering kindness to yourself and the nature of the wandering mind. It's natural. And as much as possible, making a choice in this moment to take refuge with the breath and the body, giving up, offering up the thoughts. have an invitation for you if you like to gently give it a try. You don't have to. You can stay with the breath and the body if you wish. I'd like you to imagine a couple of children, or maybe a couple of pets, playing together. Choose whatever category works better for you. You're a pet person, if that's easier. A couple of pets were just playing. You're holding witness a couple of children just playing together. They can be very young, toddlers or even younger. Or older. Maybe children you know or you knew at some point, or hypothetical. Similarly with pets. Whatever category of beings just brings up a sense of warmth for you. Warmth, understanding, affection. A tenderness, observing them, playing, appreciation, delight. And let yourself sit, really feel this embodiment of feeling of delight, care, appreciation, wishing well-being, wishing well for these beings that are playing, whatever the play might be in your mind. Feel how you have a sense of warmth, care. It can be very subtle, very mild. Sense of tenderness, appreciation, care. Maybe a smile shows up on your face as you're imagining this imaginary sense of two children or two pets, two animals playing with each other. Sense of your heart feeling warmed with affection, with friendliness, with goodwill, wishing them well in their playing. Really feeling a sense of delight, appreciation, goodwill, wishing them well, holding them with metta. May you beings, may you be safe as you play. May you be happy. May you be healthy. And may you have ease. Maybe simply, I wish you well. I hold you. With care, may you be well. May you be happy. Imagining them in play, and a sense of spaciousness, allowing them to play in your mind's eye. And your body feeling soft, relaxed. So you see them engaged, involved in this play. Now, in the same spirit of playing, imagine there is, for the children, maybe there is a rope pull. There's a rope, and one child is at each end pulling, trying to pull the other one. It's a game of a rope pull. Or maybe if they're animals, if they're dogs, there's a stick, and they're kind of pulling at each other. So it's still friendly, just playing. Jostling, kind of entangled in pulling and pushing. Maybe if it's younger children, in your imagination, maybe there's a ball that they both want to play with. And it just kind of pulling. And again, you're just watching them, with holding them with care. As you see, they're entangled in this push and pull. Wishing both of them well as they're entangled. Holding space. Continuing to wish well. Holding this entanglement of the push and the pull, the spaciousness of the heart with care. Feeling your body grounded, breathing, and feeling a sense of care, spaciousness, equanimity, and warmth for both of these beings. Now, I'd like to invite you to let go of that image. Feel the breath moving through your body soft, relaxed, receiving sensations with a sense of care and warmth. And now, gently, if you wish, bring to mind yourself as you're embodied in your own body sitting. And an image of this being that you're entangled in some proverbial push and pull, some conflict. And maybe they're sitting in front of you, or maybe they're a few feet away or at a distance. Whatever feels comfortable. Just seeing the two of you, and in the same way that you were holding the two beings, the two children earlier, in this spacious warmth. See yourself and this other being, other person. The two of you, see yourself held in metta, and universal metta. The two of you entangled in this disagreement, letting your nervous system be soft, relaxed. And just seeing, letting the humanity, their humanity, your humanity be held. For one moment, not wanting to be right or wrong. Just letting the nervous system relax and be held. In metta, you held in metta, yourself. The other being also held in metta, in goodwill. Regardless of the story. Maybe putting away the story for a moment, actually. Can you You just hold, be held. Both be held and hold yourself and the other being with goodwill. Both of you entangled, not so personal in some ways. Anyone, the same life experiences, genetic makeup, stories, etc., be tangled in the same way right now. Just seeing your humanity. And if it becomes too challenging, overwhelming, just come back to the breath and the body. And when there is more space, you can bring back their image or not. Maybe if it's possible or available, maybe opening up to see that they hurt too, just like you. They're a human being. They experience pain and disappointment just like you do. Just that. That's enough. Not needing to forgive or work out what to say, none of that. Just sensing your body, perceiving the breath, feeling embodied. Holding yourself, who suffers with care, this other being, both of you. May both of us, human beings, and this entanglement, may we both be safe from harm. May we feel happiness and joy. May we both be healthy. May we both have ease. Or maybe simply, may we both be well. May we both be well. If it feels too challenging, either seeing them a little further away or just coming back to your body and breath, see what works for you, to just see their humanity. As well as seeing your own humanity. Allowing a lot of space, allowing your body to be soft and relaxed. Both of you held in goodness and benevolence. Both of you held in the universal care and benevolence. for the last moment, holding yourself with care, without judgment for whatever arose or did not arise during this practice period. Letting go of expectations and bowing to aspiration. Thank you all for your practice. So I changed the setting so you're able to unmute yourself and chat with everyone if you wish. And you're welcome to share reflections. Either type them in chat and I'll read them out loud, or you can unmute yourself and speak out loud. And I'll start by saying that it felt powerful to have a relaxed nervous system, just being held, feeling myself and the other being with whom I have some entanglement, both of us just held in benevolence. Ah, yes, the universe with a sense of metta holding both of us and me holding both of us with care, and felt, yeah, it was wonderful to be holding both with metta. But of course, there's so many different things can arise. So please, you're welcome to unmute yourself and share. Or type in chat. Thank you, Tom. Thank you for your reflections. You are most welcome. Tom offers his appreciation.
This is Jean. This is my first time with you, and I could feel a couple of moments of the metta and the enveloping. It was very brief, and I feel that with more practice, I will have more of that to come. So thank you for letting me. I experienced it briefly, so.
Thank you. Thank you, Jean. And so happy you're joining for the first time. Yay. And also tonight, or today, for some people, it's in the morning right now in Australia and in Japan, those who are joining. But in this today's practice was also a challenging one. So you came a day, you know, when we're doing it for an easy person, those are easier categories. So if for you to be able to tap into it with this more challenging place, then yay, that's wonderful. I delight in your practice.
Thank you for that.
Thank you. Neil offers, I feel relieved, unburdened, lightened. Thank you, Neil. Beautiful. Yeah. Clark offers, I was nervous when you said conflict, but I found it to be not as challenging as I had feared. Yes, thank you, Clark. I appreciate that. Yeah, the word conflict often arises and kind of sense of alarm, like, oh, where are we heading into? And I'm so glad that you found it to be not as challenging as the fear. It's usually fear... Things that we fear are not as challenging as we often imagine them to be. So I'm glad that that turned out to be the case for you also. Maybe we'll take one more reflection before we head into our practice meetings. On YouTube, someone offers joy from crows. Yes, there are crows in the background where I live. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and Luciano offers, thank you, Nikki. I feel centered and very grateful for the practice. Thank you, Luciano. Thank you for offering that. And glad to hear that it's been centering. Ah, yeah, I appreciate the centering sense of it also. So, and also this practice can be quite connecting us to ourselves, and also in what we'll turn our attention to in a moment, connecting to ourselves and connecting to others. So in a moment, we'll be turning to practicing in community. And when I say this, the invitation is not to say, okay, now I have to put on my social face and interact with people. Then that's not the invitation or the idea, but keeping the sense of connection to yourself, the sense of embodiment. And for 6 minutes, we'll be in Zoom rooms with in breakout groups and another couple of people, and holding yourself with this embodiment of care, holding yourself with embodiment of care, and holding them too, holding self and other with a sense of care, and seeing what arises. You might just sit together and hold each other in silence. These wonderful beings were practicing from around the world with you, West Coast, East Coast, Australia, Japan, other places. And again, if tonight is not the time for you to practice in community, it's perfectly okay, no judgment. But if you're on the fence, if you're afraid, then stay. If you're afraid, then stay. Don't leave just because you're afraid. And I'll paraphrase a couple of our participants who, when was it? I think a couple of sessions ago, they said that they didn't like the practice meetings, but they hung in there, and now they love the small group meetings, and now they love them. It's their favorite part. So I'm loosely paraphrasing, so forgive me. But so if you're on the fence, please stay. So I'm going to create the breakout rooms, and there'll be size of, hold on a second, let's close this. There'll be size of, whoops, there, 3. And we'll come back and we'll have time for a few more reflections. Oh, and I see Yuka has a reflection. I'll come back to yours, Yuka, after the practice meetings. Here we go. I'm going to open them. Small groups. I keep calling the practice meeting. Here we go. Small groups. Just open them up. Okay, welcome back, everyone. The rooms are closed now. And a couple of things before we get started. One is I wanted to appreciate and honor Yuka's reflection, which I didn't see until it was too late. You're going to groups. So Yuka offers, I felt that the tension on the outside disappeared and the space on the inside expanded and joined. Thank you for always leading me to a wonderful place. Ah, thank you, Yuka, for sharing your reflection and sharing your practice, because as we share our practice and really bring it to the space of the container, we're supporting other people with our practice and with our wisdom. And whether it works or it doesn't, whether it's you're led to a wonderful place or you're not led, that they're all, it's all welcome. Everything is welcome. Everything is welcome. So that we learn from what is arising. No part left out. And the other piece I wanted to bring in was the author I could not remember earlier is Anne Lamott. So Anne Lamott has the 10 rules or 10 something for living, and one is Life is Forgiveness School is a part of that. So with that, I'd like to invite you, please, reflections about how practicing group was for you, how the practice earlier was for you, questions, comments, complaints, it's all welcome. So please unmute yourself and type in chat. Don't be shy, especially if you didn't speak earlier. Any challenges? Anything that was particularly difficult, or maybe something that was particularly surprisingly easy?
Hi, Nikki. This is Bhupal.
Hi, Bhupal.
I just want to share that I had metta with a brief moments of conflict or chaos. I don't know why, but may have something to do with what's going on around us.
Yeah. So did I hear that right, Bhupal? You said that there are moments of metta interspersed with moments of conflict and chaos. Is that what you were saying? Sorry, correct me.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate you bringing this in. So what I would suggest, that's natural. Of course, it's natural. It happens. So what I would suggest is keep coming back to the body. Keep coming back. Because when we get stuck in the stories and the thoughts and what happened and they did, and those are the times that we usually get into the chaos. And is that what was happening, Bhupal, getting to the story and entanglement of it, losing embodiment?
I guess just different things, maybe just the weather or the, I can't put my finger on any particular thing, but maybe the current climate.
The current climate, yeah. Again, the main thing I would suggest is to come back to the body. I mean, I'm going to sound like a broken record, but coming back to the embodiment, can be so nourishing, can be so, the sense of embodiment, feeling the body connected and finding where it's nourishing. If there's enjoyment of the breath or this enjoying of just the sensations of sitting or not having any pain, use the body, rely on the body to nourish yourself. I just cannot say that enough times. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bhupal. And thank you, Jean. Really appreciate that you felt nervous before the groups, but soon felt comfortable when you began talking. So thanks for hanging in there, especially given that it was your first time, both with the practice, which was a more challenging topic tonight than usual, and with the group. So appreciate that reflection also. So we have spent a perfectly good hour cultivating metta for ourselves and others. So thank you all for practicing together, for doing this work both for yourself and for others. May our work, may our cultivation of goodwill serve us, serve all beings everywhere. May all beings be well, may all beings be free, including ourselves. Thanks, everyone. Take good care. Be well. May your heart be happy. You can unmute yourself and say
thank you. Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you, Nikki.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night. Good morning. Good everything.
Bye, Diana.
Stay safe up there, Nikki.
Thanks. You too. Bye.